Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gabs, news out this morning that the Bird Avery's, this is not usually what we cover from this show.
Not normally.
By the way, the latest
this is
bird
very
news.
Exciting.
But the Bird Avery's at Queen's Gardens are going to be rebuilt.
Yes.
And you know what? It is good. The kids and stuff. And your dad.
My
dad.
He's
a bird guy.
Yeah,
the kids and your dad get a kick out of the birds.
My dad was devastated. My dad is a massive bird geek. He breeds and collects beautiful birds, and he'll just sit there for hours watching them at home. So when he came up to Townsville with me, it was early last year or mid last year, I saw that there were Avery's at Queen's Garden. I'm like, come on, Dad, let's go see the birds. And they're all empty, and it was very disappointing.
So you went for a great afternoon to look at the cages.
Yes.
The empty boarded up cages.
I'm sure he still liked it, though. It would give him an idea of how to build his own.
Well, they were actually built in the 60s.
Whoa.
So they've been around for a very long time, and they were getting unsafe for the public and for the birds. So about 2 years
Not
ago,
the
they
birds.
Took the birds out. Not the birds. Oh, somebody think of the birds. Anyway, I don't know, they freed the birds or something.
Like Jasmine in the Lion King, Aladdin, where she just opens a cage and they fly
away. Yeah, you're
away.
Free. Yeah. Go birds. But I don't know, the birds are gone. It's sat there empty in a bit of an eyesore for 2 years, but finally council have announced they're going to knock down the aviaries and rebuild them at
Woo!
A cost, this is what shocked me, of $500,000.
Oh, my
now,
God.
I mean, I love the idea of the aviaries, but 500 grand, like to put that it's into perspective, my 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house in Kirwan a couple of years ago, 320 grand.
So the birds are living in more luxury than you are.
I'm going to visit the birds and they're going to be wearing like mink coats, gold chains. They'll be like, hey, G, what up?
Driving Lamborghinis.
Come into my crib.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Had an argument with my boyfriend last night, you know, just one of those typical relationship arguments, nothing
a
too
tiff.
Serious.
Just a tiff.
But something he did made me just gawk because he went above and beyond to win the argument. So this is the most ridiculous thing. But you know how there's workers, like tradies tweezers. They're these big silver tweezers you'd use, I don't know, working with your
Have
hands.
Seen
I don't know
them.
What you use them for, but they're workers.
I think my dad
tweezers.
Has some.
Yeah.
I'm not a...
And then...
Handsy kind of guy.
No,
I don't have many tools.
Neither. I don't know what they're used for, but I know they're like big, bulky tweezers.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, women have beauty tweezers, which are used to pluck your eyebrows and things like that. And so they're quite small. They're petite.
They're a different beast.
They're a different beast. Well, my boyfriend came in yesterday with the big tradies tweezers and he's like, oh, I don't want these. Do you want them? And I was like, why would I want them? And he goes, well, you use tweezers all the time. And I went, no. They're not the kind of tweezers,
beauty tweezers
that I use. And he goes, but what's the difference? I'm like, I cannot pluck hairs out with those beast tweezers. Like
they are big enough
no
to pluck my nose off my face.
Exactly. I'm like, there's no way that I could pluck my eyebrows with those stupid things. So guess what he does?
Oh, God, don't tell me.
He plucks an eyebrow to prove that you can use them as beauty tweezers. He literally plucked out like a chunk of eyebrow hairs. He was like, see, they work. They work just the same.
They're
the same
inside,
as tweezers.
On the inside, he's really going, oh, Jesus Christ, that hurt.
He had tears in his eyes, but he was right. It was. I just lost it laughing.
I don't care
like,
that I've lost half an eyebrow, Gabby. I'm in more pain than I've been in my entire life.
But I'm right.
I don't care because I'm right. You can pluck eyebrows
and I
with tradies tweezers.
I lost it laughing. Like, I was crying too just because it was the most ridiculous thing. Like, he really went the extra mile to win the argument.
Right.
I still didn't want the tweezers. But at least he won the argument.
Good on you, Neville. And you know what? I was thinking this is a real bloke thing to do, but I don't think it is. I think it's a stubborn person to
do.
Sometimes we just get that stubborn streak and we do it with the people we're most comfortable with. It's often our partner.
Yep.
You know, you got to be right. So you'll go to any lengths to prove your argument, you know,
exactly.
Prove your side of the story.
13, 12, 16. Do you know someone or have you gone the extra mile to prove you were right? Having an argument with
topic.
Anybody, and you know you're right, and they just won't accept that you're right, and so you've got to prove it.
That's a better topic. I was thinking 13, 12, 16, who wants a pair of tradies tweezers?
Or 13, 12, 16, who's missing half an eyebrow? Only my boyfriend. No, when have you gone the extra mile to win that argument?
How far did you go to win an argument before? Or have you been part of an argument before, maybe where the other party went to extraordinary lengths to win the argument? They just won't back down. Dim on 13, 12, 16, have you done this? Have you gone, like, the extra mile just to prove you are right?
Hey, guys. Well, I kind of have, and it's probably not as severe as Nev's eyebrow plucking, but my partner, he really loves Coke. And I'm a bit of a Pepsi fan myself, so I did the old switcheroo.
Oh.
So I, you know, put the Coke in the Pepsi and the Pepsi in the Coke, and I put it back in the fridge to see whether he would notice.
And did he?
No.
You won!
He didn't notice!
He didn't.
So funny.
So now do you just buy Pepsi and he has to deal?
Well, no. I just play the trick on him still every now and then. I'm like, yeah, keep him on his toes. He was just like, oh, maybe there's something off with it. Or have I actually won it? And he never has noticed.
And you know what I like about this? Finally, after all these years, you have single-handedly solved the Pepsi versus Coke debate.
Well
Thank
done.
You, Jim. Well done. Well done.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cowboys are back home again this weekend, which is really exciting. Playing the Sharks Saturday Arb at 1300 Smiles Stadium. To chat about the game, we have Matt Scott and Mitch Dunn in the studio. How are you guys going?
Hello, boys.
Good. Hello. Thanks for having us.
How you going? How are you, Matt? How are you pulling up these days, mate? Because, well, it's not the start of your career anymore, is it?
He's definitely not.
He's getting old.
The hardest part's not the game. It's dealing with idiots like this. Nah, I look pretty good. Going all right. A couple of big games so far, and it takes a couple of days extra to recover these days, but feeling pretty good.
There's a couple of injuries going around at the moment, though. We've got Tamalolo out and also Felty. So how are we looking going into the game this weekend?
Oh, well, hopefully we can fix up where we went wrong last week, but I think we'll be all right. I think everyone else will stand up around Jace missing him, so I think we'll be all right there and back at home, so should be good.
Good times.
It'll be a good crowd.
Matt, I want to ask you something that's not footy related. My wife is having a little boy in less than 2 weeks' time. Now, we've only got one girl, but you have Hugo and Will, so you're used to two little boys ripping the place apart. What have I got to look forward to?
One's all right. The first one's fine. Hopefully Will's not listening to this, because the second one, that's where the trouble starts. So he's a little...
Cyclone.
That's when the fights over toys start, and all the fun stuff. Biting, scratching, kicking. But yeah, one's I reckon by all reports, boys are the easiest to look after.
Really?
But then if you have two of them, that's when the battle starts.
Will and his like terror ways, who's he taking after, you or your wife?
Everyone, whoever's in front of him sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, just depends on.
But who's he gets it from? Is that a mini Matt?
Who's he
Scott?
Taking up? No, yeah. I think probably one of my brothers. I'd say.
Put it back on
Adrian.
The brother.
Yeah, putting it on the brother. That's smart, not putting it on your wife.
Does he see you playing, though, and see you tackling all the boys and getting a bit rough on the field and think, it's all good, Dad does it?
Maybe. I don't know where he gets a biting from, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't see you biting on the field.
No, not on camera anyway.
No. Still to come. Hey, speaking of the whole father thing, you're not a father, are you, Mitch?
That you know of.
But you tell some mad dad jokes. Are you aware of what is written on the Cowboys website as your favourite joke?
Oh, the Jack Russell joke.
Yeah. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
This is Mitch's favourite joke on the Cowboys website, and it's a classic dad joke. I was walking my dogs the other day, and some fella asked, "Hey, mate, are they Jack Russells?" I said, "Nah, they're mine."
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. You are so ready to be a dad.
He's defending it. That's brilliant.
Oh, God. You do get a bit of crap thrown at you, though, Mitch, especially from Cohen Hess. So this is your opportunity. He's not here. Have you got any dirt on him that you want to throw out there?
Oh, yeah. He's he's got a few costles on his lip at the moment that aren't too pretty. So
really?
Yeah. So.
Wait, you can't say that on there.
Matthew Scott threw him under the bus.
No, he's not looking too pretty at the moment, you can say that.
For those like who aren't in the studio right now, which is 99.9% of people, Matt's totally like signed that to him.
Yeah, he baited him into it, then threw him under the bus.
Oh well, Mitch, look, you're not going to win any stand-up comedy awards with your humour, man. But thank God you can play rugby league, and it's fantastic. It's an early kickoff, so such a family-friendly time. 4:30 kickoff. The Cowboys taking on the Sharkies at 1300 Smile Stadium this Saturday. Get your tickets now. Matt Scott, Mitch Dunn. Thanks so much for your time, boys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Gabby. I wanna feel
like
Gabby.
Yeah. Cliffo has been on a mission to find me a dance partner after finding out I dance with the teacher or solo at the majority of my classes. And yesterday we had the beautiful Caleb, who was an 8-year-old kid in a wheelchair. Dancing.
Yeah, cerebral palsy.
Absolutely.
And
beautiful.
What an afternoon he had.
Yeah, and he was the first to put his hand up. So he was the first to
get to dance.
He wants
to do dancing now full time.
He does. He wants to,
he wants to do classes.
He wants to do lessons. But then when Mick from Carlisle Gardens heard that I was looking for a partner, he was like, well, you know what? I can teach you a few things.
Now, the thing with Mick is he already does some dancing.
He does.
He does some dancing on a Friday night with his beautiful wife, Karen. Mm. So we sat down with both Mick and Karen at Carlisle Gardens yesterday. He's 72 years young.
72 years young. So we go from an 8-year-old to a 72-year-old.
Yeah, we're definitely stretching the... We're not ageist here. We're stretching the barriers. But we sat down with Mick and Karen yesterday just to get to know them and how much dancing they've done in the past. Karen, do you mind? Is it okay that we borrow your... This is your husband, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes. How long married?
Not long.
Not long?
About 8 years.
Eight years?
Nine years.
Well,
that's
9 years.
Yeah, we're a Brady bunch. We both lost our partners earlier.
Okay.
On.
What's your experience, Mick? How much dancing have you done?
Very little. We usually just stand there and wobble.
Okay.
But we've been doing a little bit of rock and roll lately.
Yeah, fantastic.
On a Friday night here in the village.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Break a leg. Not literally.
No, no.
We're about halfway through the lesson. How's he doing so far?
Better than expected.
I'm surprised.
A complete beginner, he's not doing too bad.
It's a bit of a rock and roll thing they're doing today. The music's going to be on set. I think that'll really add to it.
I've danced with him to music, and that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to stay with the beat. He will still run if he wants to run.
Right, mix on Mick time.
That's correct.
Karen was so sweet. She was so smiling the whole time, and she took out our phone and started taking photos and stuff. But you guys, like, you gelled with Mick really quickly.
It was actually really fun because rock and roll is not necessarily a dance in the ballroom Latin genre. Like, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what Mick knew, so that's what we did. And it was a good time.
And boy, oh boy, wasn't he gushing over our Gabby at the end. Yeah. A common theme in our little chat.
How is Gabby as a partner, Mick?
Wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yes, she just moves so beautifully, you know, and when she's in your arms, it just feels so nice.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So will it be nice to go back to your wife, Karen? Or?
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Even better.
Yes, to say that.
It's a smooth operator.
This week has been great for my ego. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Yesterday, Caleb made me his girlfriend. Yeah. Today, Mick saying I'm a great dancer. This is fabulous.
I'm the only one who gave you a hard time after our lesson.
You said I held you back, but I think it was on you, buddy.
I still believe that. Thank you so much, Mick, and thank you for letting us borrow him, Karen.
Any time, although I'm sure you won't want a second time.
A big shout out.
Oh,
she was amazing. Big shout out to Sue at Carlisle Gardens who set it all up as well. If you want to see the video of 72-year-old Mick and our Gabby cutting a rug, it's up now at our Facey page.
There's also a shot of the audience getting involved and,
oh, there was
and
a crowd.
Cheering us on.
It was our first like audition with an actual crowd.
Yeah.
I see it now at Facebook, Hit 103.1 Townsall on Facey's where you'll find us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1. This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but
a psycho. We are heading back to the 16th of the 2nd, 2002. So I would be in year 8.
Still great.
I would be 13 years old. And I am boy obsessed.
Okay, this is good because it was a rather somber entry to the diary.
There's a bit of a DNM last time.
Yeah, you can get that at our catch-up at hit.com.au, but it was about the passing of your grandfather.
It was.
That was a nice change of tone, but...
Back on the love bandwagon now.
Back to drama-rama.
All right. Dear Diary, The other day was Valentine's Day, and I got a couple of things. I got chocolates from Macca, but just as friends. And when I asked Pete if he got me anything, he went and picked me a white rose from the roundabout.
Like from a roundabout?
Yeah, literally a roundabout. The garden on a roundabout. I also got cards from Kat, Rachel and Steph. And also on Thursday, a really cute guy I've had a crush on waved at me from the bus. I saw John too, and he's so hot. I'll get back to that in a minute though, because I'm really annoyed at Chloe at the moment. Everything I do, she copies. It's so annoying. I told her I'm going to actually talk to John, and she goes, oh, so will I. But she doesn't even know him. And then I got a mosquito net and dance pants and this cool keychain, and then now she's got all of those things as well. It's so frustrating. Chloe and I did go to the basketball last night, though, and it was Canberra Cannons, FYI, who no longer exist.
It was that long ago. It was that long ago. Everyone.
And we saw these really hot guys, and they walked past us like 10 times, and then they stood really close to us, and we were going to say hi, but then they moved away and sat down. Maybe next time. Also, John is such a fantastic dancer. He danced at halftime, and he's so good. I think I'm in love with him. Maybe I'll talk to him next time. Anyway, I've got to go. Oh, P.S. All the discos might be cancelled for year 8. Sad face. Oh, really got to go now. Chloe's calling. Bye-bye.
I like that that was an entry where you do, like, even back then, in a diary, you do what you do in real life, where you lose your train of thought.
All the time. Go off on tangents. Yeah. But also,
John's
can I
hot,
say,
but I'll get back to that.
I'll get back to that in a second.
P.S.
P.S. Chloe's so annoying. But I love Chloe. She's calling me right now. And considering that I went to an all-girls school, the fact that all discos were going to be cancelled for the entire year, that sucks.
Yeah, I've no doubt that'll come back up again too.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is another sad edition of Gabby's Diary.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.